Aaron led him through a series of deserted security checkpoints until they reached a set of soundproof doors that opened onto the central chamber under the dome. Earwear and helmets required beyond this point for all non-droids, read a sign on the door. She pulled open the doors, and sound poured out in a rush. The rhythmic clang of metal scraping metal, the hiss of vented air and gas, the discordant hum of hundreds of enormous engines and pumps, the beeps and whistles of maintenance droids. Zeewed's arms fell slack at his side. His mouth hung open. The works was difficult to comprehend all at once. The central chamber itself was several kilometers in diameter and hundreds of meters tall. Tiered flooring and a network of stairs and cage lifts made the whole of it look like a mad industrial artist's take on an insect hive. Aaron always felt miniaturized when she saw it. It seemed made for an alien race 10 times the size of humans. Gears as large as starfighters. Pipes wide enough to fly a speeder into. Individual mechanisms that reach floor to ceiling. Chains and belts hundreds of meters long. Hundreds of droids scurried, rolled, and walked among the workings, checking gauges, readouts, maintaining equipment, greasing mechanisms. The sound was overwhelming, a deafening industrial cacophony. Compared with the advanced technology apparent elsewhere on Coruscant, with its sleek lines, compact designs, and sheer elegance, the works looked primitive, garish in its enormity, like a throwback to ancient times when steam and combustion powered industry. But Aaron knew it was an illusion. The works stretched under Coruscant's crust from pole to pole, generally accessible only through the hubs. Its pipes, lines, hoses, and conduits formed the circulatory system of the planet, through which water, heat, electricity, and any number of other necessities flowed. It represented the peak of Republic technology.
"Follow me,"
she shouted above the noise, and Zeerid nodded. Following signs and calling upon her memory, Aaron led Zeerid through the maze of raised flooring, lifts, and auto stairs. Droids moved past them, oblivious, and it occurred to Aaron that the droids in the works would probably have kept doing their work even if everyone on Coruscant were dead. The thought struck her as grotesque. Zeerid turned circles as they walked, trying to take it all in.
"This is unbelievable," he said to her. "I wish I had a holorecorder."
She nodded and hurried along. They soon left behind the mechanical tumult of the hub proper. As the sound faded behind them, the corridors narrowed and darkened, and the wall-mounted lights became less frequent. Pipes and conduits snaked on and through the ceiling, the floor, the entrails of plant-wide convenience. Zeerid pulled a chem light from one of the pockets of his flight pants, snapped it in half, and held it aloft as they advanced. Both of them were sweating in the still air of the tunnels.
"There are security droids in these tunnels," she said. "We don't have a proper pass. They will try to stop us."
"Great,"
Zeerid said. Then,
"You sure you know where you're going?"
She nodded, though she was beginning to feel lost.